Okay, so welcome to the Free Church Report study call. This is our first time out of the box with quite this many people online, and so I think we kind of overwhelmed the system a little bit, but we've started now. And this is the first session, and we're going to be going through the Free Church Report. We're going to deal with today where a lot of the real basics. One of the problems that a lot of people have is that we have these terms that we all use every day.
They aren't always the same meaning. 200 years ago, religion was a duty. Religion was actually defined as a duty to God and your fellow man. Today, religion is defined as what you think about God or a supreme being. That's a big change. So now when you go and you read the Constitution or read the Bible and you see the word religion, what did it mean when the authors wrote down the word that we translate into church? What did they mean? Because it doesn't matter what I think they meant. It doesn't matter what you think they meant. It only matters what they actually meant. So we do things like study, and we look at old scripts, and we look at what other people have said, and we look at how the word was used at the time and what the history was, and we try to come to a conclusion. Ultimately, what's going to actually lead you to understand what the Bible was actually talking about, what Christ was talking about, what John the Baptist was talking about, what Paul was talking about, what Peter was talking about. Peter said that Paul was going to talk about things that are hard to understand, and people are still having a hard time understanding Paul. Part of that is they don't know who he's talking to. They don't know what the people he's talking to are doing. They don't know what the church is doing. And so therefore they don't really know. And one of the big problems is our preconceived notions that we have picked up. And almost everybody has been exposed to this church, Baptist church, Methodist church, Lutheran church, Catholic church, Jehovah's Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists. Everybody has an opinion, and that opinion has been adjusted by these people changing the definition of words. Anyway, so we're going to go through the Free Church Report as a guideline to try to uncover a lot of these different things. And if anybody has a question, we'll try to take your questions in order. But we've done a lot of research on here, and hopefully we'll get to your question before you even ask it. And there's going to be a lot more sessions, but if you have a question, jot it down when you think you're ready. Push the star six, and then we'll try to take your questions in order. Free Church Report, the first section that we're dealing with, which we've linked to through the network, so anybody on the network should have got that link. It talks about the Free Church and the Free Congregation Report, and that's an important thing that we have changed. We have separated Free Church and Free Congregation. Back in the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, people would go around and when they were introduced and everybody just about was a Christian of some sort, they would ask you, are you church or chapel? Because if you were, there was a difference that was designating how you looked at the teachings of the gospel. Should you belong to a church or should you belong to a chapel? How does that, what are you a member of? And that told people something about you. So there was actual distinction between the congregation and the church. Today we use that word church as kind of a generic term all the time. And it does have a general sense. And it also has a specific sense. And we're going to be looking at that. So anyway, it starts out in the report saying the report is designed to deal with the edification, assistance, and maintenance of a free church and congregation within the righteous activities of the kingdom of God as seen by the first century church. His holy church offers a three-step plan for the formation of a free church. Other additional procedures, processes, and practices are available.